This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A gallon of regular grade gasoline is going to cost you $2.29 this week. That's a national average, of course. Lots of supply. Oil is relatively cheap. You know the formula. But our economy being the interdependent beast that it is, when gas goes down, other things happen. To mass transit, for instance, as gas prices have fallen, so too has ridership on trains and buses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
One way to figure out what happens to public transit when gas prices fall, analyze consumers' credit and debit card bills. That's what Deanna Farrell did. She's president and CEO of the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, a separate research arm of the bank. And she found,
for every dollar saved from lower gas prices at the pump, households decrease their spending on transit by some 14 cents.
Farrell is co-author of a study that analyzed the bills of a million Chase customers in 23 states. Public transit ridership had been climbing steadily. It did fall a bit last year, along with gas prices. How much of that was due to people driving because gas was cheaper?
The exact effect on transportation is a little bit unknown.
That's Robert Puentes, president and CEO of the Eno Center for Transportation. He says there does seem to be a tipping point.
When it's over $3 per gallon, then we do see riders starting to make those shifts, probably giving up driving because the threshold is too high.
Puente says there are other things pushing people away from public transportation. Metro systems like the one I ride in Washington are struggling with crumbling infrastructure, and transit systems suffer when riders stay away. Eric Sundquist is managing director of the State Smart Transportation Initiative at the University of Wisconsin.
If it gets bad enough, they have to cut service, raise fares.
Sundquist says the biggest transit systems, like MyMetro, rely the most on passenger fares for revenue, which they need to fix up that creaky infrastructure. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.